Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Michelle Dempsey Moltak today. You are paving a way for women in the modern world who are going through a divorce with children. And you are creating, and I love that you said you were, when you went through your divorce, you were looking for resources. You were looking for outlets to get advice, to plug in, to, you know, have a community. And it just really wasn't there. It didn't feel like. And so you're like, okay, let me just make this community.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. I felt like I remember at the time when I was towards the end of my marriage, somebody recommended a divorce coach, and there was like one like somewhere else. And she told me she specialized in working with women over the age of 50 who were, you know, taking back, you know, their power after 20, 30 years of marriage. And that was not me. And I just felt like there was nothing for me. And so I just kind of started speaking into the void about it, really, posting on social media, writing my articles for the mommy publications I was writing for. And I didn't realize that there was indeed a whole bunch of women who were sitting there feeling like I was feeling, who didn't know how to fill that time without their kids, or how to get past their anger, or how to handle their ex's anger. And so, yeah, so Moms Moving On was born.
Okay, and how did it start? What was the first, because now this has, there's so many stools on this leg. You have a best-selling book called Moms Moving On. You've been on Good Morning America. You have a podcast. You're a coach. You are a certified divorce coach and specialist, so people can actually hire you, which is awesome. I mean, you are now, like, you are the it. You are it. So how did you start it?
That's so nice. Let's just say I've peaked back in May when I did Good Morning America, and it's probably like all downhill from there.
No, that's not true.
The podcast came first.
Yeah.
Is the podcast. Yeah. Podcast came first. I was writing already articles, and I would wait for topics to be assigned to me, whether it was Scary Mommy or parents. They were always great at finding good topics, but I was getting like all of these questions in my DMs, and I'm the type of person where I want to help everybody all of the time. And when I couldn't really keep up with these DMs, or if I didn't know the answers to the questions, I would start to panic. So that's where the podcast came from, because I was like, you know what, let me put together all of this information that people are looking for and get the experts who can speak to them. And then people were like, oh my God, I love your podcast. Can you help me look at my parenting plan? Or I just want to book a session with you. I want to pick your brain. And I didn't feel comfortable taking anyone's money without like being an actual expert in the subject matter. So I became a certified divorce specialist, and then later a certified co-parenting specialist, and coupled with my background in education, it was just kind of like a seamless, like it just made sense that I would start helping to educate women on how to leave a marriage, best practices for that, how to survive leaving it, how to ease your children into co-parenting. There's so much that goes underneath that umbrella. And then people would be like, so where can I buy your book? And I didn't have a book yet. And that was like, for me, my third grade dream was always to write a book. And I always knew I would. And then in 2020, my grandpa was dying. And we always joked because he helped put me through college. Like, where was the book? Like, he paid for me. Like, where was the return on his investment, right? And so finally, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm writing this book. And that's how that happened.
So talk to me about some of these big questions, because I feel like you are such a resource for so many people, because there are stats, like, isn't it like, it's not even 50% of couples are married anymore, right? It's less. Is that right?
Yeah. Back in 2020 in the pandemic, we saw a spike. I think it was about 60% that year. A lot of it fueled by the fact that people were forced to like sit together alone with their problems. There was no more running away to girls' nights or guys' trips or nights at the casino, whatever people would do to get away from their spouse.
Or being in an office all day for, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There were no more outlets, right? So people were forced to face their problems and it split a lot of people up. And unfortunately, there was a huge spike in domestic violence related incidents. And so since then, it's sort of leveled out a bit. I think it's somewhere between 50 and 60% of all marriages ending in divorce right now. But we also see a lot of single parents by choice. You know, I have friends, I have a cousin who have chosen to bring children in this world on their own. So you know, the stats are sometimes skewed by that, but divorce is huge. And I, you know, the fact that I have a following and a book and was invited onto Good Morning America to talk about divorce just shows you that it's real and it's happening more than it's not. And we need to normalize it for the people going through it, especially for the children.
And exactly, normalize it and showcase healthy ways to move through it instead of just feeling like you're on, like you said, this, like on a divorce island and you don't know how, you don't have any resources, don't have any techniques, any tools, any systems that you can put in place. I have realized how much a system helps with everything, you know, yeah. And just know, it's like going to therapy. It's like knowing, okay, we're going through this. So let's try to make this the best that we can. And having someone like you in the process to help guide just with all your resources, I feel like that could really game change how it goes, and especially for the kids.
Yeah. Well, when you feel lost on a subject matter, it feels overwhelming, right? It's like you want to bake a cake, but you've never baked a cake before and you don't have a recipe. So the whole thing seems horrendous and you're going to mess it up. So why even bother, right? But then all of a sudden you get a recipe and a friend calls you and is like, oh, I've made that cake before. Like, let me walk you through it. Then all of a sudden you feel empowered and you're like, oh, this could be a really good cake, right? And so it's like that. I mean, when you can lean on one person who can answer a question for you, and then you meet somebody else who can speak to the co-parenting, like it empowers you for sure. And what I'm seeing within my own community of clients and workshop attendees, you know, my community is not getting together to sit there and ex-bash. They're getting together to lift each other up. Like somebody posted in my online membership community the other day about, you know, sort of first time like having to change a light bulb. And somebody else was like, well, I just unclogged the toilet. And like, you know, it's like those things are empowering to a woman who feels like, how am I supposed to live on my own again? So I don't know. I think we're in a really great place with that in
the
terms
fact that
of
you've made
society.
A community, like that's so important. Anybody, and COVID, honestly, it put so many of us on just our own, on our own journeys and feeling mm-hmm. isolated. To have a community where you can go plug in, and like you said, it's not ex bashing. You're not there to try to like hate on your ex. You're there because you want to be the best version of yourself that you can be in this new life that you're living, and you need somebody to hold your hand. Like you said, you need someone to lean on, you need people to ask questions to. And how women together are so powerful, like bringing a group of women together, it just, there's such power in that.
Yeah, there is. And I am very like clear in my, when people want to join the community, that we're there for positivity and not negativity, because it's really easy to get lost in that too. And I just don't find it helpful, right? Mm-hmm. Like misery loves company, but it's not productive.
Right. So what do you do? How, just from an expert advice, because I know a lot of people listening would love to hear some tips from you. What, how do you leave a marriage? What is the technique? What would your tips be? And how do you know when it's time?
So I get that question a million times a week. How you know it's time is one of those, everyone hates me for this answer, but it's really one of those when you know moments. Like this, it's ironic because when you meet the love of your life, you just know, right? And when it's over, you also just know. Like, I'll give you an example. I've been working with a client now for about 2 months and she's been on the fence and she hired me very proactively, you know, in case it did end. She wanted to have a plan and she wanted to have advice in the process. And she, you know, our last session together last week was, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know. And then I got a text in the middle of the night this weekend. It's over. I'm done. So I spoke to her the next day. I'm like, how'd you know? She's like, I just knew. And so it's one of those things. But I will always advise to anybody anywhere, your marriage isn't over, or at least it can't be over and you feel good about it without knowing you've done everything in your power to try and make it work. You've gone to couples counseling, even if, you know, your ex went kicking and screaming. You've tried reinstating date nights. You've tried speaking his love language more. You've tried all of the things. And that was the best advice my mom ever gave me. You don't want to leave your marriage until you can lay your head down at night and know, like, no matter what, you've tried everything.
Yes.
And so then you know you want to get a divorce, so what comes next? So I always say,
because that's a big moment. When you know that you're getting a divorce, I mean, that's a big moment, especially when you have kids in your life.
You have to speak with an attorney and understand what the process is going to look like for you and have somebody sort of check your expectations, right? Because if I had a dollar for every woman that came to me and said, he cheated on me, so I'm going to clean him out, you know, it doesn't work like that. And so people just don't understand the legal process at all. So I always advise, speak with three lawyers, find one, hire the one that really like speaks to you, or at least before you hire them, just know that you have somebody to fall back on when you do pull the plug. Hire a divorce coach. Like, every divorce is so different and every relationship is so different. And you could be dealing with somebody who's completely amicable and then changes on you once they hear you don't want to be in the marriage. You need somebody to help guide you through every step of the way, because what I do with my clients is we come up with a plan. Okay, we know he's really high conflict. He has been abusive in the past. We don't want to tell him when the kids are home or when you're alone in the house with him or something scary could happen. We need a game plan for every situation, right? And then what do we do about the kids? How do we start time sharing? When does that begin? Like, so you need to work with somebody who can help you create a plan. It's not just like, let me tell him and then figure it out from there. Women are great in the fact that they're strategic usually. And so planning things in advance is very helpful.
Well, and especially with this, because there are so many huge feelings involved. Both sides are upset. You know, this is the end of a marriage. And so I feel like you need to have a strategy, because you need to know how to get your point across most effectively without igniting all these other feelings that are so right there on the surface, you know?
Well, you're going to ignite, no matter how beautifully you put it, you're literally wrapping a box of shit in a pretty pink bow, right? Like, it doesn't matter how you say it. It's going to be taken by the person receiving it, man or woman, horribly. Nobody wants to hear that. Like, hey, we built this life together, but you know what? I just feel it's so much better for me if we split. That's never going to be received well, and you have to expect that. And a lot of times, you know, my clients will be like, well, I was so kind and I offered him this and I said, you know, he'll always be involved in the kids' lives. I'm like, all this person heard is that they lost. Mm-hmm. They lost. Even if they want it out, if you make the decision, they're pissed. And so you have to plan for that.
I really like that you talk about the children, and you talk about how, I think you framed it in the way that children need to be in the center, not the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference, right?
There's a big difference. If you're going to put your children in the middle of your arguments, it's you're basically blackmailing the other person, right? Like, do this or you won't see your child. But if you put your child at the center of your decision-making processes and the center of your arguments, you say, okay, I know you want this, I want that, but what's better for Charlie, right? That's where the differences. And unfortunately, you're asking people to make child-related decisions while they're their most angry and hurt and fueled by ego and resentment. And so it is very easy to get on this soapbox of what's fair for me or what I deserve. And it's not about you. If you have children and you're getting divorced, the most important thing I could say is that it has nothing to do with you. You're just ending a marriage, but now you have to co-parent with somebody and your children are going to be involved forever. So you have to switch from the lens of what's fair for you, because there really is no fair in co-parenting, and look at it for, you know, what's best for the child.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
How do you suggest people do that? Because that takes maturity. I mean,
it takes maturity.
Yeah, you really have to step up. You're calling people to step up, and I love that about you, because you're saying, listen, yes, this marriage did not work out, but you don't get a free pass to just like totally go with your emotions and feelings. You've got to think about your kid.
Yeah. So what I advise people to do, right? Like, let's say you get to the mediation table and your ex is asking all of a sudden for 50%. This is what moms with young kids always freak out over. He never did anything with the kids and now he wants 50%. And I'm like, huh.
Like 50% well, time.
Yes. I like to remind people that even in happy, harmonious married households, when children are young, women oftentimes just take the lead with child rearing because either they were breastfeeding or maybe they stayed home a little bit longer with the kids, or maybe it's just, you know, like me, like I'm a control freak, like I'll just do it myself because I'll do it better, right? And moms are just thrown by this idea that dad all of a sudden wants to step up. But then I help them look at it from the perspective of the child. My parents wanted to get divorced. My mom's going to do everything so my dad's not going to get to see me. Well, that's pretty shitty. So then we reframe that. Like, how amazing that you have somebody who claims he's willing to do 50%. Oh, well, he's never even done bedtime. Okay. Well, we're going to let him find his own bedtime routine, because right there, that's where your child is going to form a healthy, secure attachment to their other parent. And that's what they need to be healthy, whole adults. And that throws people, and people get very mad at me. But I am the result of not having a secure attachment to my father and having years of trauma that I had to work through because I ended up full time with my mother. And that's not a happy place to be for kids. So, you know, that's probably like one of the hardest pills to swallow is that if your ex wants time, you have to let them have it, you know? Give them the space to become the father you want them to be. Because in a lot of cases, like I know in my own marriage, my first marriage, I did everything without even like including my ex, because I was of the mindset of like, well, I'm just going to do it. I'll do it better. I'll do it faster. I don't want to have to delegate or start a fight. And then today, 5.5 years later, like my ex is dad of the year, literally. And I don't know that I would have given him the space to be that if we stayed married.
So you're actually really allowing divorce to be a fruitful experience, because I feel like when you don't look at it from the perspective that you're coming from, you can get very lost in your own personal pain, because this is a dream lost and a lot of pain for the adult. But you're saying, okay, we are going to make this good for everyone. Like you are really stepping back and you are saying everyone needs to win for this to be a successful pay. Everyone needs to win. Like even the person that you're mad at the most, he needs to win or she needs to win.
You have to have empathy, right? Like a lot of people will say, well, he's, you know, verbally abusive to me and he's constantly harassing me by text message. You have to know that like somebody's always going to be more hurt and angry in the split, right? And then you also have to know that your experience with this person is usually not your child's experience with this person. Like I once posted something like, if my ex is mad about something related to me or something regarding parenting, I'd rather him dump it all out on me than like dump it on our daughter, right? So I'll take it. I'll be the doormat in that situation. The expectation that you're going to get divorced and now your ex is just going to be like your best friend and agreeable and all of these things, like that's not reality at all.
What do you do when your ex starts dating someone else or brings someone else in? And what if they, at the same time, what if they have stepped up and now they're this awesome father and they've really like become kind of the man that you wish they would have been in the marriage?
Right.
And now it's like, here is this new person getting this great guy and your kids at the same time. I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow and that's hard to be mature.
Yeah, I actually just hosted a workshop on this yesterday, Monday, when your ex meets someone new. And I know from experience of being a child of divorce, what that felt like for me and what it felt like to know, because my dad left the marriage for his affair partner. And while my mom never bashed my dad or this person, I knew how much this hurt her. Like that was no secret. And I knew that when I came home from time at my dad's, I was anxious because I knew I just had so much fun with this new person.
And you liked the new person.
I liked the new person. And
so it then you feel guilty.
Probably made my mom feel shit. And I smelled like her cheap perfume and like all the things my mom would say.
And then you
so then
bad
I felt guilty.
You don't want to. Yeah, that's, you want to like the person, but then you feel bad about it. So here you are in the middle, not the center.
Right. And so, and it was no fault of my mom's. I mean, she was just doing the best she could in a really hard time. But like nobody ever gave me the space to enjoy the new reality I was forced into, right? And so what I say to moms when your ex meets somebody new is, number one, you're always mom. Doesn't matter how fun or cool or pretty or young or whatever this new person is, you're mom. And if you stop acting like mom, like that safe, secure space, of course your child is going to want to be with this person more than you. Don't tell yourself a story that isn't true. Like, they're not going to want to be with me anymore.
That right there, Michelle, don't tell yourself a story that isn't true. Isn't that the key to it all?
Yeah, that's the hardest thing to learn.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing to learn.
You know, if you're a safe, secure space for your child, that means your child comes home from seeing the other parent and is already nervous because you might ask a question like, where'd you go? Who was there? Blah, blah, blah. And you just say, I'm so glad you had a good weekend with daddy. If you want to tell me about it, I'm happy to listen. That right there is high level co-parenting mom shit that no matter how much you hate this person and how much you cried over the weekend when your kids were with your ex and the new woman.
I have like tears in my eyes, Michelle. You are so amazing.
I mean, look, I had to learn this the hard way through my childhood.
Yeah.
And so that right there is that's okay. So that's what keeps your child connected to you no matter what. Like,
man, but like, I have a like you stepping up like that. And honestly, you are such an amazing coach because you lived it as a child. And now that you're going through it as a mother, you truly have like both sides of the perspective.
Yeah. And then here's the other thing you have to do. You have to take a step back and realize that there are not enough people in this world to love your child. Like, if your child can find love every single day when they get out of bed and they feel loved and supported and cheered on, amazing. You know, it's one thing if this person is not treating your child well, but usually you're more put off by the step parent because they're all over your child, right? Let this person love your kid. Have security in the fact that, like, that is healthy and amazing. Your child is now seeing their other parent in a relationship, which is important for them to learn, like, what to do, what not to do in a relationship. And hello, like, if you have, especially daughters, and they're going to dads, now they have, like, a female influence around, right? Like, I'll never forget, like, when my stepdaughter, you know, just started becoming a woman and needed advice in different ways, like, that my husband couldn't give. I was there, you know? And so I just think if you
shift, you're also a stepmother. Like, you
I'm
get
also
it.
A stepmom.
You get it across the board.
I get it across the board.
Wow.
But I think if you shift your perspective from, oh my God, this woman's always going to be around my kids, you know, you can't come at it from a place of lack and poor me. It's, oh, okay. So this other woman's going to be around my kids. What can she bring to the table? How can I align with her so she doesn't feel like a threat?
That's
the most powerful thing you can do.
How can I align with her so she doesn't feel like a threat? Michelle, you are just asking, I mean, in general, like the divorce, this is a topic that you are so incredibly navigating and coaching women on, but you are just asking people to step up and like be the best version of yourself because you have a higher interest, A, happiness, but like your children, you know?
Yeah.
And you're saying like just, let's rise up, which we all need to do in general, like divorce or not, like thinking about people this way, assuming the best, trying the people in your life, figuring out where you can align, not where you can hate, you know, just like making those choices. It's a choice.
Yeah. You know, I would always ask my mom because my mom was so nice to my dad's second wife, mistress lady. And I never understood it. Like, I wanted my mom to be mad at her. I was mad. Even though I loved spending time with her, I was mad at her because I knew it was her that broke up this family. Well, it was really my dad.
Right. But it's
but whatever. I didn't understand it at that time, right? And I would say to my mom, like, you're so nice. Or my mom would like take us to buy her birthday gifts. And like, I didn't get it. My mom was like, one day you're going to understand why I needed to be her friend. Your father doesn't speak to me. He doesn't let you call me. Like, she is the voice of reason now. Like, she was the one who would say, let's ask your mom, or don't forget to call your mom. I'm sure she misses you today. Like, she was the one that kind of put my dad in his place when he was either mistreating me or my brother or just not doing the right thing by my mom. And my mom knew that being aligned with her and being her ally was going to be a lot more beneficial for us kids than having her be an enemy. And that was the best for me.
That is huge because no matter how mad you are, no matter how wronged you've been, if you ice yourself out of your ex-partner's life with the kids, then there's half of your kid's life that you don't know what's going on and you're disconnected. And it's just like a giant wedge that you really can't get back if you can't get in there.
Yep.
So what do you do when you, especially in the beginning, when you don't have the kids? Like, I saw you mentioning this a little bit on one of your interviews. It's like, what do you do when the kids aren't there the first time and this new reality is set in?
I wrote like a whole chapter about this in my book, and especially how I talk about how I spiraled, because I mean, it's only natural. You're going to spiral. Like, if you tell yourself that first weekend is going to be amazing, I'm just going to drop my kids off with this person I no longer like or love or trust or ever want to see again.
My kids are just going to be there all weekend. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not fine. And I'm clear about that. And I write about in my book how eventually I started to make those weekends work for me instead of like letting them destroy me. And I think it really starts with like owning your feelings. Like, if you're going to be sad, put a time limit on it. Like, okay, I'm going to sit in bed. It's Friday night. They just left me. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to be around anyone. Like, give me the chips. Give me the Netflix.
I need to cry a little bit.
I need to cry. But tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to work out, because I know if I work out, Elle Woods, it'll boost my endorphins, and happy people just don't kill their ex-husbands. And you
make a plan.
Push yourself a little bit, but you also honor how you're feeling. And I also talk about not being too proud to call in for support. Like, hey, friends, I know you're married and Saturday's usually date night, but this is my first weekend without the kids. I don't know what to do. Don't be too proud. You know, I think we expect people to come and rescue us, like our friends should just be there. But let me tell you something that married people do not know how to handle: a divorcing woman. Should I leave her alone? Is she sad? Or, she seemed happy today, I guess she's okay, I'm not gonna bother her. They don't know you have to ask for help, and that's really important too.
Oh my God.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I'm just so appreciative that you're making this subject that is so hard to navigate on every level. You're making it, you're holding people's hands through it. And you're literally, you are just a beacon of light in what can be a really dark place. And we have to go to the light. And you've seen it from every side. You've done all the research, you are an expert, and you know the right way to do this. And you are sharing that with people who are so lost and need a guide. Like, in this situation, you need a guide more than ever.
Yeah, you do. This is not something you can do alone. I liken it to like Mount Everest, right? Like, you hire a Sherpa to take you to the top, because that is one hell of a climb. And it's the same thing with divorce.
So when you go through, when you read your book, Mom's Moving On, when you listen to your podcast, when someone hires you, when they decide to take this leap of faith and invest in their divorce and try to make it the most fruitful situation they can, what have you seen on the other side of people that needed to get divorced? Like, they needed to, but then they did the work to make it as good as they could. They both showed up. What have you seen?
I just see growth. And I see emotions subside, and I've had clients get remarried and send me their wedding pictures and invite me to their weddings. And like, you were right, Michelle, you were right. Like, 'cause they come to me like, I hate him. I'll never be able to co-parent with him. I'm never going to get remarried. I fucking hate life. Everything sucks. Then I've got clients who've started businesses, and I've got clients who are now spending holidays with their exes when they told me he was so narcissistic they couldn't even co-parent with him. Like, it's amazing how having somebody to give you the perspective can really change the whole process for
and
you.
And
even without
you.
The perspective, like just some time between, you know, the bomb going off and like the fires cooling down, like things change, man. It's beautiful. It's
but
beautiful. Can I read you a message
to...
I got yesterday?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because it made me cry and I posted it. Michelle, I feel like you're my online bestie that understands what I'm going through. It's taken a ways to get here, and I know my relationship with my co-parent will still have some bumps in the road, don't we all? Anyway, this morning was my oldest son's first day of kindergarten. It landed on my weekend that led into today, so I extended the invite to my son's dad to come see him and so we could get him on the bus together. The look on my son's face just made it all worth it, and I know my son will always remember this day as a good day.
Oh.
This is coming from somebody who got separated thinking, I'm never going to be able to co-parent with this person. And I hear it time and time again. And if you take a step back and you look at your ex as not your ex, but as your child's other parent, you'll be able to drop so much of the hate and anger.
Oh my gosh.
Are you okay over there?
I'm just so moved by you because it like touches me so much because, I mean, I have a 2-year-old daughter and I just can imagine if, I mean, my husband and I are great, but like if you, for whatever reason, we weren't together and like how to navigate this with your kid, you know, I'm a mom, I feel it. It would be, it's hard.
It is
hard.
And
you need to have someone like you who you can call and be like, just ripping off the worst things you can think about, all these terrible things, and then get them out and then go, oh my God, okay. Then you go, yes, I hear you. Let's dissect this and let's come up with a plan that is actually helpful, you know, because if you don't have you there to do that, then a lot of times those terrible thoughts in your head are going to come out your mouth and then you're getting this awful fight with your ex-husband.
Well, the other thing I have my clients do, I'm like, don't send that text. Let me see it. Or don't send that email because, you know, God bless them, but I wrote the best email and I'm going to send it to him. And I know this is going to change the situation. I'm like, well, it's not. But
it's not
going to
change it.
Let's see. Because if you absolutely have to send something, let's make sure we've taken the emotion out of it. We've been logical. And we're not using the email as a way to change this person, rather to get them see what might be best for the kids.
Man, you did a funny Instagram. You said the 4 phases of divorce, which like you like came out your door all dressed in different outfits. Like, can you tell us what they are? Because I was like, literally like, this is amazing. Your Instagram is awesome, by the way. Everyone needs to follow you.
There's empowered. Like you wake up and you feel free and you're just like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking kill it. And then something happens and you want to die and you're like, I can't do this. And then you're like, you know, going to go be the best version of yourself. And then you start dating. It's like, you're all of these new people and you don't know which way to go. So every day it's like something else. And these were the phases for me. I ended the marriage. I was on a pure adrenaline rush. Like, I'm going to be fine. I got this. I've been through worse. Like, and then like 3 days later, me and Bella both got the flu or something like it. We had fevers. We were throwing up. I was alone with her. My mom was out of town. She couldn't help me. And I was just like, oh, well then, okay. It was awful. And Instacart had like just started, but it was so expensive. I think I spent $35 on like one box of Pedialyte pops because I had nobody to go to the store for me because I was too proud to ask for help from friends. And then I felt better. And I was like, oh, this isn't so bad. And then somebody asked me on a date and I almost went before I found out he was married.
Oh.
And then, you just... It's phases. You're like learning to live life again. You're like a woman out of a cage. It's really interesting and fun and weird at the same time.
Does it level out? Do you like reach a place where you like combine all the new personalities?
Yes. I think after about a year, like I said, you got to go through like all the seasons, all of the firsts of co-parenting, first birthday, with or without your child, without a spouse, first holiday, the awkwardness of showing up to Christmas dinner alone, or, you know, like all of the things, you got to go through them once and then everything start to level out because you know what to expect. You start to pay more attention to what feels good for you. Emotions aren't as raw. You know, you got to give yourself some time. That first year there's a lot of change and growth that happens.
Going through a divorce and going through all of this, it can probably take you a lot of different ways, but one of the ways it can take you is it really probably lets you become fully confident because you have to be.
Yeah, you you really can use this as an opportunity to be your best self and you become
step into it.
You really do. Like, one of my favorite divorce accounts, Hello Divorce, posted, their social media manager posted a story about herself this morning, and it was so moving. It was like who she was before and after divorce physically, and then who she was emotionally before and after. And let me tell you, like, realizing that you are carrying the weight of the world on your own two shoulders and still trying to be your best for the kids and still trying to go out and earn money, like, that's empowering. And you start to really value yourself in a different way.
That's amazing. Okay. I always wrap up with leave your light, but before we wrap up, tell me where everyone can find you, all of your outlets and Instagram and books and podcasts.
So I'm on Instagram at the Michelle Dempsey, and that's kind of like a hub for everything else because of my link in bio. But my website is Moms Moving On. My podcast is Moms Moving On. The book is Moms Moving On. And if you have questions about how we can work together or the courses that I offer, we just rolled out Moving On School, which is an intensive 8-week program. By application, you can apply to be in the program. We keep it a small group, and it's an intensive course on basically how to get divorced, adjust your kids to co-parenting, adjust yourself to co-parenting, and everything that comes after. And so that's all on my website, momsmovingon.com.
Good on you, Michelle, for doing this. You are truly offering a service to the world that is so needed, and you are adding to the mental health and the mental, like, of everyone and who's going through this. You are providing a place to do this in the best way possible. And I am so thankful and grateful that you are stepping into this role, because I'm sure it takes a lot of energy. I'm sure it's emotional. You have done so much research and work, but you are truly changing lives, and more than changing just like adult lives, you're helping to change the lives of the children and shape how they get to be raised. And what amazing thing to like turn divorce into something that can be awesome and can benefit everyone and make you the best version of yourself. Way to provide that space. Truly, it is such an honor to get to talk to you.
Thank you, Caroline. I appreciate it. And these were great questions, and I'm glad we had the conversation.
I always wrap up with leave your light. What do you want people to know? Just open-ended.
What do I want people to know? If you are listening to this because you're either on the verge of divorce, or you've just started a divorce, or you're divorcing somebody impossible, like, what's now is not forever. You have to keep reminding yourself, like, what life is going to feel like for you a year from today is going to be so different. So don't get stuck in this mindset of like, my life sucks because I'm getting divorced. Right now sucks. And you're allowed to say it sucks, but it's not going to be this way forever. And you are going to be okay. Listen, divorce is not the death that everybody says it is. It's honestly, I know this is cheesy, very much a rebirth if you have the right perspective.
I love that. Michelle Dempsey-Moltek, thank you so much. Moms Moving On, you're amazing. This is awesome. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.